the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Fast number clock for the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein, Junior Mark Dowdle.
We are once again back in Craigslist Corral. We're going all the way out to Reno. What state is it in? Nevada.
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 The land of whores.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, Nevada's a weird state where nothing goes on except for gambling, apparently. Because the only cities you know in there are the ones with
well, gambling and prostitution.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Gamble and fuck a whore.
You could see
a show.
Penn and Teller.
Yeah. Plenty of acts to go to Vegas, see a show, fuck a whore, and gamble. Sounds pretty sweet.
What about us? Can we go?
You could fuck us too.
Starting off in miscellaneous romance, do you know him? Male for male, woman, 60, anywhere. Please, if you know this guy or his girlfriend who is unaware of all his alt lifestyle with both sexes, needs to go to health department as soon as possible, as we had unprotected sex, and health department needs him and anyone who has been with him in the last few months.
Oh boy.
To come in as soon as possible. Give his name as Craig Thompson. Pick he sent before we met.
His name is Craig List.
Okay. I don't. Do you have something? I don't know what the hell this is about.
We're gonna have to assume that you're leading us to believe that he gave you something.
Yeah.
Or maybe you give something to him. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
And at least tell us, what do you got? What if I fuck this dude? I'm like, oh, shit. Or I fuck that dude's wife. So do I got something? But what do I
fuck that dude and his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, give me a heads up. Does it rhyme with Sherpies? Like, what do I got?
Well, they say now that they think everyone has herpes.
I know. Everyone is fine. I don't believe it until I have an outbreak.
Well, it can be dormant. Well, you know what? Get tested. Other than you can't say shit until you're tested.
Do you have herpes?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been tested. Okay. I don't get tested for shit.
Yeah, me either.
I'd rather not know, you know?
I assume I'm
listen,
good.
If something comes up, I'll go to the doctor, but I'm not just going to be like, well, let's find out what I have.
I'm the same way. If nothing hurts, nothing's wrong, I'm not going to the fucking doctor.
Next up, miscellaneous romance once again. Hairy pussy, need relief in my mouth. Male for woman, 47, Reno.
Wait, did some dude wants her to piss in his mouth?
I don't know. I think he wants... Well, he's going to tell you what he wants. I want to lick and suck your lips whole any way you like. To watch you come a while, I lick and suck your clean, drug and disease-free pussy.
Okay.
That sounds sexy when you say it that way.
Yeah.
Maybe you reciprocate. Maybe I jack off. Maybe. I am
maybe
white.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know.
Looking for white, Latino, or Asian. Discreet, okay. Picks get more attention, but really looking for clean, tasty, wet, and appreciative. Put dripping in your subject so I know that you're not some bot, dating site, or other nonsense.
What if that's a dripping bot? Ever think of that?
Yeah. There's a lot of bots answering your ads on here.
Yeah. Dear Mark, I would love to fuck you. Wait a minute. Are you a fucking bot? No. All right. You're good.
Interesting. This guy is in Men Seeking Women. He says skinny girls are boring.
Boring.
And as you can see, it's just a lot of words. Me? Educated. 5'11", 195, brown and brown.
What the fuck's that mean, brown and brown?
I don't know. Brown hair, brown eyes?
I guess.
Several tattoos. Kind and considerate. I like Dairy Queen. You ever find yourself...
I like ice cream cones, if that means anything to you.
They got that $5 deal now. You get ice cream and chicken fingers. And,
oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. You ever find yourself with life too complicated for a long-term relationship? I believe a relationship takes work and nurturing, not something that is jumped into. Are you someone understanding and that likes to have fun? Do you have a good sense of humor and like to laugh?
Wait, does he like Wendy's? Does he put that in there?
Someone who enjoys movies, dining, pool, bowling, road trips, or just hanging out? Definitely love the outdoors. I like venturing on the mountains, wandering around the clean ocean.
Hello! I'm lost in the mountains.
Not into bars or casinos. Just looking for an understanding person that wants to spend time with someone and have fun. If things should develop in a relationship, that would be very welcome. If so, talk. There must be someone real that feels the same way. Pick for pick would appreciate it so we know who we're talking to. No pick, no reply. No pick usually means a sweet young girl that can barely spell with the dream to come to America and needs help financing your move. Not into spam, scams, or airheads. Please be real. Definitely not signing up for some adult website.
What's an airhead?
You don't know what an airhead is?
The candy.
You know, a dummy.
Oh. I thought there's like some other term that I don't know about. Like, I don't know. He doesn't have time for dummies?
That's what he's saying.
I thought maybe there's like some computer term or something.
No. Maybe you're an airhead. You ever think of that?
Could be. At least I don't know. I know not to hit my microphone.
This guy and the men seeking women. What? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I just do it to annoy you. No one else seems to care from what I've heard. Having a laugh.
Yeah.
Men seeking women. This guy wants a cute younger roomie to live in his newer Utah home for free.
Utah?
Oh. Yeah, why is he... Wait, I thought you said Reno was in Nevada.
It is. Reno is in Nevada.
You know what? Now that I think about it, this guy does look Mormon.
He does, yeah. Hey, Brother John.
He's Mormon, all right.
And that's why he's on Craigslist, looking for a girl to come live with him.
Oh, he's into some crazy shit, this guy. And by the way...
That's why he's in the Reno
Craigslist. I would not move this guy alone. He's got a picture. First of all, it's a picture of his kitchen, and it says 9/24/2005. Which, last I checked, is almost 10 years ago. Then, this other picture. Look at that fucking TV. He doesn't have a TV stand. It's on, like, a milk crate.
And it's a shitty little TV. It's like an old-school TV.
Yeah, it's like an old-school 19-inch, you know, whatever they called those ones.
You know, projection?
That's not projection. Like, the tube TV.
Yeah.
Not a flat screen. Not an HD TV. Now, this picture might be from...
Also from 2005.
It looks like a different house to me, too.
I know. It's weird, but as I said...
Because how many islands does he have in his kitchen? Because he got one in this picture, and there's another one there, too.
I don't know. The thing is, he's a Mormon, so in Utah, they don't let you do shit. He's a... You know, the fucking church is everything, so that's why he's on Craigslist in Reno trying to drum up some business to have a girl travel to him.
Are you tired of dumpy, noisy apartments and our unbearable roommates? Would you simply just want to live in a new city area? Want to live in a newer home absolutely free? Well, this is your answer.
Just come fuck me.
I bought a new home near Salt Lake, Utah, and the only one living here. I'm way decent, respectable, fit, high-class, attractive guy, just feeling the sting of loneliness lately. Thought I'd offer a free place to live for the right female who could really use a perfect opportunity like this. All of your food and personal care items would also be covered if you didn't have any money. How much money does this guy have?
Enough.
What I'm looking for is a girl between 18 and 33-ish. Slender, thin, average body type, attractive, fun, easygoing, great personality, honesty and trustworthiness are huge, low drama, no illegal drug use, and no boyfriend. I'd love for you to hang out with me, motorcycling, traveling, going out to your favorite restaurants on weekend evenings, movies, and more importantly, cuddling, snuggling with me in the evenings. I totally miss it, laugh out loud. I might consider a kid or two if you're a single mom. I'm open to the possibility of a serious long-term relationship. Send me your photos when responding, please. By the way, his ad isn't really all that crazy. That was kind of normal.
Is it?
He didn't mention religion or anything either.
No, but I mean that's what my premise is. That's what it fucking is.
So this guy
who wants a chick to fuck.
This guy wasn't taking
a hot chick.
So this guy wasn't taking a picture in 10 years. You think he's a creep? I don't know. He seems like a nice guy.
He's a fucking creep. Come live here for free. All you have to do is let me fuck you. And I'll pay for everything else.
He said, Kyle, if you want, you can bring your kids. Maybe, yeah. Maybe. He's not, you know.
Not a definite you can bring your kids. Gotta but go I look mean, at I'll him think first. About it.
You know, if you have a hot 16-year-old daughter, that'd be great. This guy is seeking a BBW or voluptuous woman, and he's got a bunch of pictures of women who are from big-breasted to what he says. But I don't know. And he has a... Jeff Britt is dressed as Wild Bill Hickok for some reason. But besides that...
A lot of range.
Besides that, these people that he's got pictures of, he's not getting.
Well, obviously. He has pictures of, like, models and shit and porn stars.
Age 500, he says. Body big.
Wait, he's 500 years old? What is he, a vampire?
I don't know what he says. 6'5". Huh. He resembles Jeff Bridges, the actor. Status single, drugs, tattoos, smoking, that's his dislikes. Likes natural D-cup or large, or strong man seeking BBW or voluptuous female.
So I've been a vampire for a few centuries now.
A past girlfriend who knows me for years said when she saw Jeff Bridges in a certain movie that he walked, talked, and looked just like me. In other words, they could have the cast. They could have cast the part with me in the role. Other than the fact that you're not Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
You must understand the photos of are of Jeff Bridges, who resembles me, and not of me. Yet a past girlfriend and others comment often.
Yeah, you fucking said already. You know, I got it.
If you're gonna take 20 minutes to explain how that's not you, just put a picture of you.
You know what? Yeah, you could have done a side by side. Or here's a picture of me. Here's a picture of Jeff Bridges. Don't we look alike?
Probably not. That's probably why he didn't do
yeah.
it. If you agree upon knowing when your man will come home, you would put on a romantic music that the two of you would love. So while you draw a hot bath with candlelight, you would wish you were here already home enjoying it with you. And if a storm was brewing outside, you'd light the candle lanterns and open up the windows to feel the breeze as you lay on the couch.
I'm picturing you walking in the door and you're like to me, what are you doing? I have a sketch pad and a pencil. I'm drawing a hot bath. Drawing a hot bath?
I'll draw you a bath. Cushions on the oak dining room table and spread red thin satin sheets over a table as you crawl up upon the table in your hosiery and high heels with pearls about a kissable cleavage in your lacy underwear, wire brush-up bra, and garter.
Belt you should have this push-up bra, not brush-up bra.
For man you, such a loving brut.
What? What the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe I have a stroke. I don't know what's going on.
Going around, yeah.
As they unlocked the door, you would pull your bosom over the cups and slide your G-string down your loving thighs, begging your man to please you as he did that morning. Why is he spelled morning like you're sad?
Remember when you pleased me when my grandpa died? Come on, do it like that.
If you have a man hungry womb, we may have a chance. I don't know. What does a womb have to do? So I want you to dress up, and this guy just goes, he's got a lot of shit.
He wants a big gal to fuck. All right, any takers?
Ultra voluptuous. And you must understand, with my experience in bodybuilding, I can bring out the greater you through diet and exercise. What the? Now he's fixing him up? If that's what you like, what are you fixing him up for?
Do you want? I thought you wanted a big gal. Now that you want them to lose weight? Or is he saying he can make you bigger? I have this protein shake, right? You drink like 8 of these a day.
It'll make you 800 pounds.
I like them big. I like them big. That's it.
Yeah. So next up is a really short one in the women seeking men category. Think before you cheat. Isn't that like a
dumb saying some good chick made up?
That song by Carrie Underwood.
I wouldn't know.
Next time he'll think before he cheats. You know that song.
Nope.
Slashing my tires. You know that song.
Nope.
Yes, you do. We listen to it.
I mean, if you say so, dude. I don't know.
The one she's like, I'm bust up his car because he cheated on me.
I mean, if you say I heard it, but I don't recall him.
Oh my god, your brain. It's a piece of shit.
Music doesn't go in my brain.
I guess. Fat woman looking for someone who gets her. Though I am married, he has chosen a life of no sex. Just text me, and then she gets her number. It's short, I said. Like I said. But it's funny that she's married to a man who chose the life of no sex. What kind of life is that to choose? Is he married to a priest? I don't know what she's doing.
She's married to a... She's married to a dude who's unattracted to
her,
I guess.
Yeah, why do people stay with people who obviously don't like them? If someone's not having sex with you, whether it's a dude or a girl...
It's always, I love you. I mean, I love you. I'm in love with you. I just don't... You know, I'm not in a place right now where I want to have sex.
I just don't feel attractive. Well, fuck you. I'm going to go find someone who does. Listen, if someone doesn't have sex with you for like 8 months or something, you know, I don't know what the deadline is. I guess you really can't have a strict deadline.
Well, whatever, dude. You're fucking married. You wanted to get a divorce. You know, yeah. Everyone's going to have to fucking pay up. Getting divorced isn't fucking easy.
Well, I'm just saying, then maybe you should say, like, listen, I don't know what your feelings are on it, but I want to find someone else to sleep with. You haven't had sex with me in 20 months.
22 Mark? Years? Oh, don't bring our personal business into this.
Looking for someone to travel with and possibly be more than friends? 33. Why'd I say it like that?
I don't know. You want 33 friends?
Hi, I'm a 33-year-old single white female, BBW, looking for a down-to-earth man.
Hey,
I have a picture.
Get together with that Wild Bill Hickok guy.
Yours gets mine. I'll tell you a little about me. I like to be surrounding myself with positivity, kindness, and laughter. Oh, fuck you. You know, I surround myself with positivity.
I know.
Don't be negative. Don't be. I want kindness and laughter. Don't we all? Fuck you. I love nature. I'm a mountain girl. I can set up a camp and catch and fish. I don't mind getting dirty, but I love getting clean after. I also love getting all dressed up. I want a partner in crime to go to concerts with and travel. I normally go alone, and I love me time. I'm just ready to have someone, a friend, looking for more than friends in a way.
I want a friend looking for friends more than benefits. Friends.
I'm a Christian woman, and I'm looking for the same in a man. I have a
semi. You want a man to also be a Christian woman?
I have a semi-wild side, and I hope you do too. I'm an artistic soul. That would be a killer plus if you were as well. I'm looking for a man who is open to friends with a possibility of more. Please be single, white male, no kids, but wants them someday. Wants to travel amazing places and laugh and dance together. Loves the outdoors. And is an honest gentleman. Knows how to treat a woman. Look forward to hearing from you.
Whatever, lady. Fuck off.
Next up, in Strictly Platonic, we have a poet of some sort. Not because she writes a poem, but she looks very dark.
She looks super bummed out or spaced out. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, hey, Stacey, what's up?
Hey. Nothing.
Hello.
You going to kill yourself today?
Looking for a writing buddy, woman for male, woman for woman, woman for male, 26. Hello, I'm looking for a friend or two to hang out with and write. I'm working on a few books at the moment and thought it would be fun to have people sit and work on our project and bounce ideas off of. Age and gender don't matter to me. Just have a passion for writing.
You want to write a book about blowjobs? I'm just throwing ideas out there. I don't know.
Also, open-mindedness is a huge plus, as I tend to write on a very taboo and macabre. Was it
macabre? It's macabre.
Was that R.E.
I know it's R. Because it's a fucking foreign language, dude. It's macabre.
Macabre subjects. She's seriously depressed. Her eyes are black too. Like, she doesn't have any,
pupils? It's all pupil?
Yeah. A little about me. I've been writing my whole life, but I had only actively been pursuing novel writing as a career for the past few years. I write fiction, usually with a healthy dose of surrealism and supernatural. Favorite authors include Vonnegut, Bradbury, Gaiman, and McCarthy.
What if a vampire started blowing people? How about that?
If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, send me a message telling me a little about you, your writing, and include a photo so I know who to look for when we meet. What do you mean, who to look for? I'm over here.
Yeah, well, there's like eight guys saying, hey, I'm over here. I need a picture.
Why do you need to meet someone to do a writing? I mean, you could do that online, too.
Well, come on, man. You know, the whole writing thing's code.
I think you should be a writing partner with her.
As soon as I get to Reno, yeah.
Here's a strange Strictly Platonic. This guy's looking for the blue pill info. Male for woman, 3057 Carson City. Hi. Just like the title says, I'm looking for the blue pill, Viagra. Looking for experience with taking it and looking to purchase. Any help? Yeah, go to your doctor.
Yeah, go to a fucking doctor.
Look, I don't think it's hard to get for, especially for a 57-year-old man. Just go to your doctor.
It could be any age. Hey, I'm having trouble.
I know. But even if at his age, it'd be even easier.
Yeah.
There wouldn't even be any questions. Like, sure.
I mean, if you don't have insurance, then yeah, I guess.
Well, if he's got money to purchase it, I don't think it matters.
Yeah,
it's going to be cheaper. I would assume it's cheaper to get it. Even if you don't have insurance, it's going to be cheaper to get it at the pharmacy than on the black market, right?
I don't know. Like, let's say you don't have money. You don't have insurance. Well, you have to have some money. You don't have insurance, so you find someone who has the pills already. I mean, you might be able to get a deal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Free lasagna, warm now. Strictly Platonic, male for woman.
You know what? My cat Garfield's going to be really interested in this one.
I have a pound of lasagna free to anybody that wants to come pick it up. I thought for first it's like a trick to get sex.
And I'm going to kill you.
That needs help or needs food. South Reno, Delmont Reach area, still warm, fresh out of the oven. This is the weirdest Craigslist ad ever. Like, first of all, I'm just going to go to some strange dude's house and eat his lasagna? It doesn't look that good.
I fucked the lasagna.
It looks pretty sloppy to me for the lasagna.
Might taste pretty good. I don't know.
Could be, or could be poisoned. He could have pissed in it. He could have came in it. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not trusting Craigslist food.
Yeah, there's a lot of things at Craigslist I don't trust, and food would probably be number one.
Yeah, food's on the top of that list. I mean, okay, fucking chicks off Craigslist, I'd be a little wary, but I might be persuaded to put that aside and give it a go. Food? No. There's no way I'm being convinced. Come on, it's just a hamburger. Come on, eat it.
Very odd.
Yeah.
All right, and finally we have a couple that are connected. Singles Party, Minden. Hello, everybody. I'm considering hosting a singles mixer. Location to be determined. I'm right now trying to see if there would be any interest. I believe the party should be 21 and over because I'm sure alcohol will be present. Please message me with any thoughts and just let me know if you'd be interested.
All right.
And then a little while later, you put up another one. Single parties too. Minden.
Are we having a second party? The first one was such a success.
Hello again, everyone. I've had an overwhelming response from the men. Response from the women, as you would expect, I believe.
So we're going to have a blowjob party.
This is your opportunity to meet some great guys. As for the guys, I've saved your emails. If we can get the ladies' attention, we can make this happen. So this guy wanted to put together his singles party, and he literally only got dudes.
Of course.
It fucked it up, so he's like, all right.
Hold on, no more guys now.
For now, we're going to postpone the singles mingle until we find some women for it.
Like, are you fucking delusional, dude? You know how hard it is to just get random chicks just to come over your house?
Well, he didn't say it was at his house.
Yeah, wherever.
I mean,
you throw up any shit like that, the chicks are gonna be... I mean, you're lucky if you get one. That's all dudes.
Yeah. Please. You're right. Well, that does it for the Craigslist Corral.
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.
It's no Las Vegas, no Atlantic City. The streets are dirty and the girls are cocaine pretty. Put it all on black when there's no place left to go. There's only one road in and one road out. One road in and one road out of Reno. Desert town, set in power.